Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live tonight from Grand Prix Spins and Bowl in New York, Mount Kisco. And it's a great cause, and we're going to tell you all about it. But first, we're being produced tonight by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Hightower Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built. And Accorda Therapeutics Life Science. Well, today, as I mentioned, I'm here at Grand Prix Spins Bowl. I think I'm saying it right. This is the most incredible place. Who knew up here? It's like a virtual, it's a playground for kids and adults alike. There's actually a Grand Prix go-kart racing track in here, a huge state-of-the-art bowling alley, and tons of games. I mean, it's just, you name it. But we're here for a really special reason tonight. The Business Council of Westchester are great friends. We do so much with them because they do so much for Westchester. They're raising funds tonight, and that's what they do with these great events that help businesses get funds, and they just like to show their support. So tonight's winning recipients of the support from the Rising Stars and the Business Council of Westchester is Westhab. And Westhab is known for building communities and changing lives. My guest right now is Joanne Dunn. She is the Assistant Vice President of Youth and Employment Services at Westhab. Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining
us
tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Well, so this is a wonderful night, and it takes somebody special and a special company and a special organization to win the opportunity to get these funds donated. So how is it that Westhab got involved and was able to, you know, win, you know, be part of tonight's great prizes?
Sure. So we originally, back in 2017, when I became a recipient of the Rising Stars, I was selected as a Rising Star, and we learned about how a nonprofit could be selected to receive the funds. We applied at that time, and we didn't get selected, but it was okay, because we applied again in 2018, and we got selected. So they say, at first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again. And so we tried again, and that's why we're here tonight, and we're delighted that the Business Council of Westchester, the Rising Star Group, actually selected us, because the thousands of job seekers we service will benefit from them helping us tie the knot to employment. So we are definitely grateful for them having us tonight.
So tell us in full detail, Westhab helps, is it youth or youth in trouble or disenfranchised, or is it just regular folks? Who is getting help from Westhab, and exactly how do you connect the dots and connect the people to the jobs?
Sure. So there's two folds of Westhab. When we say we build communities, that's when we talk about the bricks and mortars of housing, in which we do. We are a affordable housing developer in the county and beyond. And so when we talk about changing lives, that's the quality services we provide. And so I'm here tonight representing our employment programs. Our employment program service job seekers 14 to 62, as long as they're eligible to work. They come from all different backgrounds. So we do have specific programs that focus on youth who have touches in the criminal justice system, mm-hmm. giving them a second chance. We also have programs that focus on adults who are returning citizens, coming home from incarceration. And then we have general employment programs. So like in the city of New Rochelle, we operate a first source referral center there. And that's just for any local resident who is looking for work, underemployed, unemployed. And so they come in and access our services. So we're throughout Westchester County, but we also embark on New York City, and we have locations in the Bronx, Manhattan, and Queens as well.
That's amazing. Wow, that's a lot of people you're servicing and who are benefiting. Tell us a little bit about some of the people, like you said, returning, some of them who've been incarcerated or teens that have gotten into trouble. How are you able to get them to a place, A, where they're eligible for good working opportunities, and then B, you must have to educate, I would imagine, employers themselves on how taking their chances on people like that go through Westhab. is really in their best interest?
So what we do is most of our staff have clearances to go into the county jail and also the state institutions. And so what we do is we meet folks pre-release. So 45 to a 60-day window before they're discharged to come home, we sit with them. We start planning about what it looks like when they come home to reduce the levels of recidivism as well. We talk about the factors that impede them in the, when they come home. So if they're going back to the same place that where they got arrested at, that might not be the best place for them to return. So our staff are working with folks pre-release, and so there's a connection, there's a rapport that they build with the folks, and also the officers there. So we work with also the discharge planners there to make the connection. And because we are also a housing entity, we're able to service folks holistically. So we're able to offer, if one doesn't have appropriate housing, we're able to look at transitional housing for them and add the support services along with them. So they're getting employment, case management, housing support, housing retention. So those are the things that we do with folks. And that's just a small snippet of some of the programs we do. Of course, there's a full range of employment services that we offer. So they get training, they work with our job developers, they're getting post-employment support. There's a host of employment services, but we feel like the prevention that happens or the intervention that happens while they're incarcerated is the most keen, because that's going to develop the relationship outside the walls of the prison system.
That is really remarkable. And how much success have you been able to see from all of that hard work that goes on behind the scenes that probably isn't always noticed or, brought to light?
Oh, yeah. We have a gentleman that's here tonight, one of our job seekers. He hasn't got a job yet, but the mere fact that he said he got a yes to be in a program, he got a yes to change his life, he got a chance to change his circumstances for him and his kids. And so what we do is we do a lot of what we call attitudinal cognitive kind of behavioral shifts and changes with folks. So we deal with that. We're not a traditional employment program. You can Google how to do a resume, you can Google how to do a mock interview, but to change your behavior and change the way that you've been traditioned or you've been thinking for the last 20 years or doing the same thing, that takes a lot of things to change that behavior. And so we do a lot of what we call attitudinal training to make sure that folks have the right attitude, the right mindset to talk about the next steps. So it's, I would say right now we have been operating what we call the LEAP program. The LEAP program is called Linking Employment Activities Pre-Release. That operates specifically out the county jail. We are delighted. We are working with the county jail now because we graduated our 100th LEAP participant. We've placed over 70 people in jobs. We've trained over 55 people. And to date, we have less than a 10% recidivism rate. And so one of the things that we do is not only make sure that they get a job, but we want to reduce the fact, as I said before, for them coming back to the institution. And so we do a lot of what we call post-intervention with them.
Really, I'm almost speechless. That's just an incredible amount of heart, soul, and hard work that goes into work like this. Like you said, it's a nonprofit, so you're basically relying on funds from. Does any of that come from the government, or is it privately funded with grants and special evenings such as this?
Right. So we get a lot of both. So we get a lot of grants. We get federal, state, and local grants. We also get private funds or private foundations. We do a lot of internal. We have a development department that is tasked with getting private funds, unrestricted funds, to support the program. And so, like, events like this tonight are most helpful to us because our grants pay for a service. They don't pay for, like, clothing for recipients, job seekers to go back to work. So what they're doing tonight with the Business Council of Westchester is really helping us tie the knot to employment, because our services allow us, or our grants allow us, to do the service. But when one needs a tie for a suit, or when one needs a pair of shoes, that doesn't necessarily come out of grants. So events like this are most helpful to us because that helps us get them on to the next step.
That is really incredible. Honestly, I could sit and listen all night long to some of what your success stories are and what
awesome.
You go through to really create an opportunity for these folks. And it sounds so multi-leveled in which you offer the support. Is any of it faith-based, or is it...
No, there's no faith-based in it, but... Because I'm a woman of faith, I believe it's just, someone helped me get along this journey. And so life's mission is about help. As we climb, we need to pull others up. Mm-hmm. And that's what community is all about, yes. and collective impact. And it's not necessarily about who you worship or who you serve, but as a community, we all come together, we rally one. If one is down, then we're all down. And so, you know, we do a lot of, I say this, this work that we do is aligned with my heart's mission, you know, my heart's passion, because somebody helped me get here. And so I'm definitely, you know, I'm a force to be reckoned with because I love this job. I love what we do here at West Ave. And I go home because it's so rewarding in what we do and the lives that we change. And it's not just about a job. It's just if you see someone and they haven't got back rearrested, or you see a young mom who's now moved in her first apartment with her kids, it just changes your whole outlook. It makes the struggle so much more worth it at the job. And so you deal with the heartaches and the headaches, but you enjoy every day of what you do.
Absolutely amazing. What an impact you're making. Joanne Dunn, Assistant Vice President of Youth and Employment Services for West Hab, the great organization that's being kind of honored tonight and having funds raised for it in this fun, fun place. Grand Prix spins bowls. It's got bowling. There's car racing going on. There's games. There's people having drinks and networking, all put on by the Business Council of Westchester with the Rising Stars of Westchester County. All in all, it's just one of those types of events that gives you a new perspective and gives you faith in mankind. I'm grateful to be here tonight with you. Thank you so much, Joanne.
Thank you.
What a wonderful evening. And we'll be talking with a lot of people tonight that are involved with making tonight's big success so that West Hab can really get the support that it's looking for tonight. And for any information, you can go to West Hab. What is the website?
www.westhab.org.
Oh, that's easy. Westhab.org. That's H-A-B, westhab.org. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we are broadcasting live tonight from the Grand Prix New York Spins Bowl. We're going to get the right title of this because there's a whole lot that goes into it. We're in Mount Kisco tonight in New York, and we're being brought to you and made by Shark Creative, also brought to you from Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. Well, as I mentioned, Grand Prix New York Spins Bowl. I think that's what it's called.
Sounds good to me.
Does that sound good to you, Ian Nichols? Ian Nichols, who is the chairman of the Rising Stars in Westchester, and he's also a partner at Cuddy and Fader Law Firm in White Plains?
Correct, yeah.
And first of all, the Rising Stars are doing something really wonderful in conjunction with the Business Council of Westchester tonight to help raise funds for the winning recipient of What do you call this? Like, is it a fundraiser that you do for?
Yeah, let me explain it. So the Rising Stars group, if you will, they're sort of a subgroup of the Business Council of Westchester. The Rising Stars concept is a Business Council of Westchester concept. So every year, the Business Council of Westchester, they select 40 under 40 Rising Stars. You have to either live or work in Westchester County. And it's usually young professionals, obviously under 40, hence 40 under 40. And it's young professionals that are excelling, have excelled or will excel in their career and sort of worthy of recognition. And that's the Rising Stars concept. So that's chosen in June, and it runs for a year, and then the following June we select the next group of Rising Stars. So we selected the this particular group in June, and as the year runs, what happens is the group pick a charity, and they're supposed to fundraise for the charity, but also get a lot of events surrounding that charity, such as, you know, your basic event would be sort of, you know, going to the bar, grabbing some drinks, and maybe guest bartending and raising some money. So that's one type of event. Another type of event is this event, which is one of our bigger events, where we invite people to come out and race and bowl, and basically try to raise funds for West Hab. And we're halfway through it. I think we're doing well. We're getting started here tonight. There's some racing. There's some bowling. We ask people to bring some clothes and things like that. And just a little bit about West Hab. They're our charity of choice, again, as I said, this year. And they are basically, they provide a lot of affordable housing. But in addition to that, they provide a lot of community housing program, community programs, I should say, such as employment programs and programs for youth services. So they're a very dynamic organization. They're a not-for-profit. And we wanted to get everyone out in the professional community and raise some money for them and have some fun at the same time.
I think that's absolutely wonderful. Now, the West Hab is the recipient. Are they for the entire year you raise money for them, or do you pick a different organization and charity event throughout the year?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, no, so each charity runs in the sort of the same year cycle as the Rising Stars. So,
oh, I
yeah,
see. So for all year now, you will be
all
doing
year, correct, right.
what you can for West Hab.
Correct, and it'll end in the summer. And after that, new Rising Stars, new charity. And you know, our next event will probably be an event sometime in the winter, maybe February,
I see.
January, that kind of thing.
Well, yeah. I did speak with the assistant vice president of West Hab and the youth services there,
yeah.
And what incredible work they do. And, you know, I would imagine very unsung, you know, in a lot of aspects, but for you taking a real approach to bringing them, they're out into the spotlight and then raising funds for them, I just think it's a wonderful, wonderful cause. And they're a great organization. So tonight, are you doing some bowling over there?
I'm doing some bowling. I got my bowling shirt on, and I'm all ready. I don't know how to bowl, but it's for me, it's all about the fun and the drinking. And of course, West Hab.
Absolutely. How much money do you hope to be raising tonight?
I'll hope a few $100. I think last year I got on there with a few hundred with my team, and hopefully this year somewhere thereabouts. So maybe $400 or $500. We'll see. So.
But that's just you. Overall tonight, how much money do you hope to raise?
You know, a few thousand would really be good. You know, you obviously look at the ticket sales, and you look at, you know, we have other groups participating. So from this event, you know, I think if we can probably come in maybe 5, 10, 15,000, that will be good.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that'll be a win. You know, a lot of what we do, it's obviously the money, but what we've found to be more important than the money for local charities in Westchester, especially when you're dealing with professionals from all walks of life, is giving them the platform and really spreading the word about them.
Yes.
That's so we, you know, we tell them, look, we're going to raise a lot of money for you, and we'll try our best, but the most important thing you'll get out of this is the advertising.
Yes.
And we found that, you know, the charities love that because it really gives them the platform to sort of project and excel.
Well, they're super deserving, and
yeah, absolutely.
It's wonderful what you're doing, and that's why you guys are such shining stars, yeah. 40 under 40
Thank you.
In Westchester County. Really, the leaders of they're already leaders, but they will be in the future as well. Ian Nichols, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I hope you get many strikes.
Thanks.
I was thinking baseball all of a sudden. I'm like, wait, maybe that's not the right thing. So, yes, strikes. No gutters.
Thank you.
All right then. It's great to be here. We're Grand Prix New York, spin bowls, and it's a racetrack. It's a lot of games. It's bowling, you name it. But tonight is a great cause, raising money for West Hab. And when we come back, we're going to be speaking for more people from the organization and Business Council of Westchester. Had a great night tonight. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office, too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A visit from Oasis Day Spa on Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A delicious fruit bouquet from Edible Arrangements of Portchester. Your choice of an event game from PM Amusements. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from Grand Prix, New York and Mount Kisco. We're being produced tonight by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment. Rentals. Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for over 30 years. J.P. McHale Pest Management, residential and commercial abatement. Michael Labriola Incorporated, their last name is their first name in landscape. And Salem Golf Club, a lush panorama of rolling hills and a new pool expansion. Well, here we are tonight at Grand Prix New York Spins Bowl, which is, like, believe it or not, like a race car track for go-karts and also a state-of-the-art bowling alley, all within a bar, a restaurant, and a lot of games. It is an incredible place, but the backdrop is just part of the reason why we're here. We're really here because the Business Council of Westchester and the Rising Stars, which is a subgroup of the Business Council of Westchester, the Rising Stars, the 40 under 40 that do so much, the leaders of today and tomorrow, the young ones that are making so many things happen, they pick a charity. They pick an organization that they believe strongly in, and they try to raise money for this organization. Tonight, the recipients are WestCab, which is a fantastic, not only is it affordable housing, but it helps people in the community, young people maybe who are going through hard times, need a second chance, and helping them with job placement. So it's just a great night all around. People playing games, having fun, racing on the track, and trying to win and donate money to WestCab. So my guest right now is Ellis Tan. He works for Inspiria Outdoor in White Plains. Ellis, I heard that you may have gotten the top score in bowling tonight. Is it true?
Well, that's what they tell me.
So what was your score?
I got bowled a 157, so I think that's not bad.
157?
Yeah.
So how many strikes is that?
Well, I had 4 strikes and about, I think, 2 spares, so it's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Usually I'm 4 gutters and 2 almost gutters. So I would say that's pretty amazing. So 157.
Thank
so you. Now you had a group. Were you all from Inspiria Outdoor?
It was me and Ronnie, who was also from Inspiria. He's the CEO of Inspiria. And I was with Andrew as well of Shark Creative.
Yes.
And Shark Media.
We know him,
yep.
Our fearless leader here
yes.
At Westchester Talk Radio. So tell us a little bit about Inspiria as well. What do you do there?
Okay, so we're an outdoor advertising agency. We try to secure advertising out of home in areas like buses, subways, trains, malls. Times square is one of the nice popular areas that we try to secure advertising for local businesses, national businesses, all different types.
Outdoor advertising.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Billboards are, that's old school, right? But there still are billboards.
Oh, billboards are amazing still. Now they're updating to digital.
Yes.
And it's really beautiful to look at, actually.
It really is. You go down 95
exactly.
And, they change pictures and they're all lit up. It's like a show almost in itself. So that's
yes.
Very cool organization you work for. But
definitely.
Tonight you're helping to raise money for WestCab with your bowling prowess.
Yes.
So now what happens next?
Well, to be honest, I'm not too sure. They tell me I'm getting a trophy. And,
you're getting a trophy.
Yeah, but you know, definitely, it's great that we're raising money for West Ham for this tournament.
Are you allowed to disclose how much money that your team put into the kitty?
I'm not quite sure yet because we have to total up the score. So okay. I didn't actually get those numbers.
Well, I know that West Ham is really grateful to be the recipient. I know they tried last year and did not win, but this year they did because of their great work that they do. And it's just wonderful that the young rising stars, this group of business leaders, young people who are just doing so much for the community. So it's fantastic to be here. Grand Prix, are you going to be racing now in the car too?
No, I think they're doing that right now. So,
so you either bowl or you go car racing.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, I don't think I would be good at either. So I'll sit here and talk on the radio.
Well,
anyway, Ellis Tan, thank you so much. Congratulations on
you.
Your winning
really
the bowling
it.
Tournament.
Yes, thank you.
It's all good as tonight the Business Council of Westchester and the Rising Stars come together to raise money for West Ham, building communities, building lives. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from Grand Prix New York and Mount Kisco Spin Bowls. And we are produced, as always, by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you in part by Entergy and Indian Point Energy Center. Hightower Westchester, your wealth managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Robeson, the house that service built, and Accorda Therapeutics. So we're here tonight for the Business Council of Westchester's fantastic event that they put together in conjunction with the business, the Rising Stars. These are the young 40 under 40 group that do a lot for helping the community and helping organizations also rise. You know, if they rise, they want to bring people up with them. And so tonight they are raising funds for the organization that they chose. And this year it's West Ham, and West Ham does incredible affordable housing, different services and programs to help youth and people that are deserving of a second chance and trying to get back into life again. It's really a fantastic organization. And so tonight we have some people playing they're bowling, and we have other people that are racing some go-karts. And I have with me Heidi Winslow of DDWWW. She's a corporate attorney and partner. Heidi, thanks for being here.
Hi, thank you.
So tell us what DDWWW is.
We are a law firm out of White Plains. It stands for Del Bello, Dinellen, Weingarten, Wise, and Wiedeker.
Okay.
And we're a full-service law firm right here in Westchester.
Wow. So you're a corporate attorney. So
yes.
Yes, you're dealing with all business stuff.
Joint ventures, real estate transactions, all the
merging
business deals you can imagine. Yes.
Acquisitioning.
Yes.
Yes, wonderful. But you were just bowling right now with your group, right?
Yes, they did much better than I. I was their weak point, but we'll overlook that for
listen,
now.
Listen, not everybody is that kind of a star. But what was your score?
I'm not sure I want to tell you. No, I think maybe 16 or 17.
Hey.
It was abysmal.
There you. That's okay. Every little bit counts. We had the young gentleman here, Ellis, who I think won the top score. He got like nothing but strikes and spares. So that's okay.
I won the lowest score.
All right, then. Well, so tell us what you are not a rising star this year, but you were at one time.
Yes, in 2016, I was part of that class, and this year my firm has another rising star, Nalita Lara, who is here with us tonight as well.
Oh, very nice. What was it like to be part of that group of young people that are really accomplishing their dreams at a young age and doing such great things?
It's an amazing experience, not only in getting the award, but in having this door opened up to you where you get to meet so many very impressive young professionals. Yeah. And it started as a great networking opportunity, and it's turned into some lifelong friendships. So it's been an amazing experience.
That's fantastic. And your group is also helping to raise money for West Hab.
Yes. A very deserving organization. I know they're making a strong showing here tonight with some bowling teams as well.
Yes.
Clothing donations. They help people who are trying to start over, professional people who, you know, are just getting back into the workforce, and their mission is really critical.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for all you do, and congratulations on all your success still at a very young age.
Well, thank you.
Yes. And I won't ask if you're going to go race the go-karts, because I'm going to guess you're not.
After the bowling, I think it's best for me to just...
There's great food over there. Go and have a great time with your colleagues and friends. Thanks for being here, Heidi.
Thank you.
Yes. And once again, here we are, Grand Prix New York in Mount Kisco. Spins and bowls. It's a go-kart racing, gaming, and bowling extravaganza. Really, it's like a playground for adults and kids. And it's all for a great cause tonight, the Business Council of Westchester and West Hab, the recipient of tonight's donations and funds. A great night had by all. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live tonight from Grand Prix New York in Mount Kisco. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg Home Health Care and Rehabilitative Care, Genesis Exhibits, Trade Show Displays, Facelifts Remodeling featuring Fine Paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. Well, there's a whole lot of fun going on tonight at Grand Prix Spins and Bowls. This is the place where you can go, well, go-karting and a Grand Prix racing track, and also bowl and get strikes and spares here at the state-of-the-art bowling alley. You can also play lots of games, and there's a bar. It's a wonderful kind of adult playground. I think kids can come in here too, but let me tell you something. Adults become kids when they're here. It's a great cause, though, because the Business Council of Westchester is putting on tonight's events in conjunction with the Rising Stars, 40 Under 40 of Westchester, these young, wonderful, budding entrepreneurs and leaders. And they're doing this for a great cause. They've chosen an organization this year, which is the recipient of funds and support. It's West Hab, and West Hab helps with affordable housing and giving second chances for people that have either been out of the workforce or down on their luck or even incarcerated. They help them to get a second chance and lead them through a holistic process of getting work, finding apartments, things like this. It's just a really incredible organization. So tonight, funds from the bowling and the Grand Prix are all going towards this. And one of the great participants. Tonight is Debbie Pizzino. She's a media planner and buyer at Thompson and Bender in White Plains.
Yes, we're actually in Pleasantville.
Pleasantville, okay.
Yes. Or Briarcliff Manor.
Briarcliff Manor. So tonight you came, and what part are you? Did Thompson and Bender come as a group tonight?
We did. We came, a bunch of us came. Jessica, who I work with, was a rising star last year.
Oh, she was?
Yes. And so we came again tonight to support the BCW and their great causes. Yes. And we put together a bowling team for some fun.
Fantastic. How did you guys do?
Not too bad. Dean, our creative artist in the agency, he kind of blew us all away. So,
what was his score? Do you know?
I think it was 123 was his high.
Very good.
Yes.
What was yours? Are you willing to?
101 was my high.
Not bad.
Not awful.
101. It's better than I think. Our other friend who was just on before you said hers was 16.
Oh, so then I did pretty good.
It is, but it's a great organization, and so you have someone in your office who's a rising star. How do they get chosen? Do you know?
I think she was nominated.
Okay, nominated.
Yes.
That's how it is. Okay.
Yes.
Good. And tell us a little bit more about Thompson and Bender and the kind of work that you do.
Sure. So we are a full-service advertising and public relations firm in Briarcliff, and we work our specialty and our focus a lot of the times. Our clients are from Westchester,
yes.
So we have a strong knowledge base and a lot of relationships and connections within the Westchester market, and all our clients are based here, so we really...
It's a very community-oriented...
Yes.
Full-service advertising
exactly.
agency. Well, that's great to know.
Yes.
What are some of the fun accounts you've been working on lately?
So I've been working on accounts like the City of Yonkers, their Generation Yonkers campaign, their Gen Y campaign.
Okay.
To attract millennials and businesses. It's an economic development campaign.
Yes.
Also been working on Cross County Shopping Center.
Okay.
Yes, very exciting. A lot of events. We just unveiled a new playground there yesterday. And our agency helped with the press release, the press event. So a lot of fun.
Wonderful stuff. So, any plans to do any go-kart racing tonight, Debbie, or?
No.
No, the bowling was
the bowling,
your ambition for
yes,
the night.
Exactly.
Then possibly some snacks and beers or something.
Exactly. A little spirits, a little more fun.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, and I'm sure on behalf of the Business Council of Westchester and West Hap, they must be grateful for your participation tonight.
Yeah, thank you so
Thompson
much.
Bender.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's lovely to meet you. And once again, we're here for a great cause. Funds going to West Hab in White Plains, and it's a wonderful, wonderful place that's doing so much good in the world and as much, recognition as they could get and good news about all the services that they're providing, the better. And the Business Council of Westchester and the Rising Stars do so much to do that for our community. Wonderful to be here tonight at Grand Prix New York. I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live tonight from Grand Prix New York in Mount Kisco. We're produced by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment and rentals, Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for over 30 years, J.P. McHale Pest Management, residential and commercial abatement, Michael Labriola Incorporated, their last name is the first name in landscape, and Salem Golf Club, a lush panorama of rolling hills and a new pool expansion. Well, we're here for a real specific reason tonight, but let me just set the scene a little bit. The backdrop here at Grand Prix New York spins and bowls.
It's a Grand Prix racetrack inside, in addition to a state-of-the-art bowling alley and gaming area, bar. I mean, this is an adult paradise of fun, but we're here for a really good reason. The Business Council of Westchester, BCW, and the Rising Stars of Westchester teaming up together to raise awareness and raise money for a wonderful organization by the name of WestHab. We're going to hear about that, but we're also going to hear from somebody who's here participating tonight. Rumor has it that Joe Long from Strategies for Wealth in Westchester White Plains, is it?
So we're in Rye Brook, yeah.
Oh,
absolutely,
Rye Brook.
In Westchester.
Rumor has it you came in first in the Grand Prix race.
Yeah, so I was told that it was a little unfair because we had a ringer on our team.
What's a ringer?
A ringer is somebody you bring in who is a expert or a pro.
Okay.
And
who is this? Was this Emerson Fittipaldi?
No. Nor was it Jeff Gordon or Jimmy Johnson.
Or Danica Patrick?
So it was actually Bill Diamond, the owner of this facility, who is an incredible man, a very good man, has put together a phenomenal facility here. I just actually was here about a month ago for the Ella Jewell Foundation, another foundation that a friend of mine runs, had his annual fundraising event here.
Yes.
And, I mean, it was called Spooktacular. So all the kids got dressed up in their costumes. I mean, talk about an incredible time. It's an incredible atmosphere here. I mean,
it's such a great backdrop for a party and a fundraiser, really. It's like nothing I've ever seen before. But, I mean, you went and did that go-kart. It looks kind of scary. I mean, it looks pretty legit. You've got this helmet on. The track is pretty long, and those things go fast.
Yeah, so it's about 30 seconds around the track, which, it goes by incredibly fast. The cars are fast. The turns are tight. There's three turns that actually, like, you're gripping the wheel. I mean, you're sweating. You're working out. I mean, it's a tough track. It's a lot of fun. This is my third time actually doing it, and I gotta say, we were number one. I mean, I don't know how we did it, but we were number one.
What happens? Does the team donate money, or how does it happen?
So we are all raising money for WestHab, which is another incredible organization, the Rising Stars of the BCW. So every year there are 40 young professionals in Westchester. 40 under 40, absolutely.
Were you one of them, Joe Long?
I
have a feeling you might have just been one of those, and your star has already risen.
Yeah, so I got in under the wire. I was 39 when I had won it. But it's amazing. Like, there are 25-year-olds, 24-year-olds that win this thing, and you're just like, oh, my God, like, look at their resume.
Took
me 39
so
years. Yeah, it's incredible.
Really beautiful.
So,
yeah.
So we do this fundraiser. So we all have teams. We're raising money. Obviously, we sponsored the event as well, too. This is our second time doing it here. Every year we pick a different charity. This year we chose WestHab. WestHab is an incredible foundation. I mean, they're transforming communities by developing quality, affordable housing.
Yes.
And delivering the services that people in neighborhoods need to thrive. And if you think about it, like, this is one of the most affluent areas in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And there are still people who are struggling to put clothes on their back, food on their table, and live in affordable housing.
Yes.
So what WestHab does is absolutely phenomenal.
It really, truly is. You have some statistics here, actually, from WestHab's impact since 1981,
Correct.
When I believe it started. What are some of them?
So there has been about 912 homes created since 1981. Over 7,200 homeless households have been moved into permanent housing.
Wow.
And 5,200 people, a little more than 5,200, have been placed in jobs.
Yeah, that's right? Extraordinary. That is just nothing but hard work and dedication to important causes for people and situations that sometimes, you know, they get left behind, and we all hoping that somebody's doing something about that in the world, and WestHab is.
Yeah.
They've risen to the occasion as well. So I'm so happy that they were the recipients for this year's focus from the Rising Stars and the BCW. It's a great thing. Now tell us about Strategies for Wealth. That's
sure.
What company you're with.
Yep.
What is your position? What do you do?
Great. So So first off, as a whole, right, like the heading of what we do is financial planning, business planning, succession planning for businesses. So before I talk about our firm, I mean, the BCW has been fantastic to us as well, too. We're a member of the BCW. We've partnered with them around a lot of different networking events. We sponsored a team tonight. We're actually sponsoring next Wednesday, the 14th of November, is the BCW's winter networking event that we're sponsoring as well, too. So, I mean, the BCW just does a great job of bringing business owners together, professionals together. Like, if people are in the business and or are in business development,
yes,
like, you have to be a part of the Business Council of Westchester.
Right.
I mean, the bonds that have been made over time, the relationships that are made, the business that's done just mm-hmm. by being members of the association. I mean, I know that, you know, one of the fellow 40 under 40s that I know, one of his best clients is another fellow 40 under 40 winner, and they do a ton of work together, right?
Yes.
So just, I mean,
yeah, the networking
just
is phenomenal.
It's incredible.
But the level of, you know, of the people, the quality people and the businesses here, and the same type of sort of ideals and ethics and such, it's all very prevalent whenever I come to any of their events, the BCW. It's really, it's palpable. You can see that this is an organization that not only treats their constituents or whatever with yep. with so much, you know, respect and regard, but you guys all do for each other as well. Like you said, you're a tight-knit bunch of people, very inclusive. People should always feel that, right? And how do you join the Business Council of Westchester in terms of being part of it, having your company be a part of it?
Well, before anybody joins anything, they should come, right? You don't
right.
have to necessarily just join. Just come to an event. Come to a gathering like this. There are some 40 under 40 non-winners here. There are some non-rising stars that are here. And sorry, there's just a loud noise in the background. I apologize.
You're going to win.
I actually might have to get an award.
So
just come to events, see if you like it. If you like it, you know, join. And you can just, you know, talk to Amanda Palma, talk to anybody at the BCW. They'll be more than happy to bring in. So I guess this might be my cue real
Go
quick.
Get your trophy,
I'll give you a
Joe
quick
Long.
30-second commercial on strategies, right? The shameless plug here, if
yes,
that's okay.
Please do.
So we are a financial planning, financial advising firm. That's the heading. We have about 5 offices regionally between New England and New York, Westchester, Rye Brook, Long Island, and New England in Framingham, Mass., and Providence, Rhode Island. We're growing, we're expanding. If there are any career changers that are out there that are just having a few threads of discontent in terms of the work that they do and just not wanting to do what they do, they're not. You know, 55% of all Americans are either unemployed, underemployed, or not happy with the work that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating. So we're always growing, we're looking to build our firm. So if there's anybody out there who's listening who says, you know what, I am one of these people who's, I'm just underemployed and I want to, I just want to grow as a professional,
yeah.
you know, give us a call.
Sure.
You know, the work that we do is just around helping people advance financially, helping families grow, helping businesses grow.
Fantastic. Joe Long,
all
you're
right.
still a rising star.
Thank you.
You are really, you have a long career ahead of you. Thank you so much. Congratulations on
I got to go get my
tonight.
Trophy and
go
my
get
award.
It.
Thank
go
you.
Get it.
All right.
All right. Here we are once again at Grand Prix, New York. Spins and Bowls were there. The BCW, in conjunction with the Rising Stars 40 Under 40, they are helping to raise funds for West Hab, a fantastic organization in Westchester. And now they're all receiving their awards for the bowling teams and such. So it's a great night here. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live tonight from Grand Prix New York, Spins and Bowl. We are being produced, as always, by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Hightower Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and Accorda Therapeutics. Life. Science. Well, we're here at this incredible playground for adults and kids, I would imagine, but it is not only a Grand Prix racing track for go-karts, it's also a state-of-the-art bowling alley. There's games of all sorts, electronic games. There's a bar. I mean, this is really like you could get lost in here for an entire day and never want to come out, that type of thing. But it's part of a backdrop to a very, very important, wonderful evening. It's been a lot of fun, too. And I'm so happy to know that the Business Council of Westchester, as always, in conjunction with their rising stars of West, the 40 under 40, those incredible young people who are already making their mark on the business world in White Plains and beyond in Westchester County. It's great to have with us Richard Nightingale, because tonight's event goes towards kind of raising, not only raising funds, but raising awareness and also supporting an incredible, what I've been learning about tonight, an incredible organization called WestHab. I'm very grateful to have the CEO of WestHab, the president and CEO, Richard Nightingale. Thank you so much for being here tonight. What a great night.
Thanks so much for having me.
I have learned a lot. It started with my interview with Joanne Dunn, your assistant vice president, and what she told me about WestHab is just so remarkable. It's just a good feeling to know that something of this caliber exists in Westchester County to help people. So give us the background on WestHab, what you're doing, and how the Business Council of Westchester and the Rising Stars have really helped you a lot.
Sure. Thanks so much. I mean, if you already interviewed Joanne, I'm battling uphill here because Joanne is phenomenal.
She's amazing.
But WestHab has a two-part mission. It's called Building Communities and Changing Lives. And building communities is all about developing high-quality, affordable housing, a safe and affordable place for people to live in our very high-cost area in metropolitan New York, of course, and then changing lives, all of the comprehensive services that people need to get ahead in their lives, to thrive, to get to their goals. And that includes job training, which Joanne leads, all of our after-school programs with young people, all of the pathways to housing, employment, and self-sufficiency. So it's really a very widespread organization all throughout the county and a little bit beyond. We've been around almost 40 years now doing this work, and it really is a tremendous partnership with the Business Council. We feel very honored to be a member, the chosen honoree of the Rising Stars for this year, and really a very active partner in the business scene in Westchester. You know, the nonprofits are a much larger and more vibrant part of the business scene than some people realize sometimes.
Really? And so I would imagine that, especially with job placement, and a lot of the people that you work with are people who are deserving of a second chance, and they come from not the easiest of circumstances. They're not all Ivy League graduates who are just out for their first year trying to find a job. These are people who have maybe undergone some hardship in their life, and others who really have not had a really great chance of getting started. But you handhold, and the way Joanne described it is you're very holistic in your approach at WestHab. So what is for you the meaning of it being a holistic opportunity?
Sure. Well, you're absolutely right. It's all about overcoming obstacles, and not everyone has had an easy path. And people have many things in their lives they need to overcome. So when we sit down with a job seeker, it's a very dignifying experience. We want to know what their strengths are. We want to know what their goals are. We don't want to focus on what they don't have. Mm-hmm. And the question is, what do you need? What are the skills? What are the support that you need to get to your next level? And of course, as we know, everyone has amazing capabilities. So we have job seekers that come to us who think they have nothing but deficits. Turns out they're bilingual. Turns out they're, you know, incredibly skilled at something, or an incredible, you know, have an incredible knack for something, and to translate that into a career that can earn a living wage and help them get, you know, stability in their lives. Sometimes we're just the dot connector because, you know, unlocking the potential of the people we serve, it's them. I mean, they are the star of this experience, and it's an honor to be in their lives and to help them, you know, put those skills together, do it in a congruent way so they can, you know, create a career for themselves and raise their families and do the things that we want to do the things that everyone wants to do that sometimes are easy to take for granted, you know?
Yes, but I think you do more than just connect the dots sort of literally and logistically. It sounds to me like WestHab takes a vested interest in each individual and their journey and gives them a sort of maybe emotional and just real personal touch, kind of added extra attention. So everybody needs someone to believe in them.
Sure,
and maybe
sure.
Some of these people don't have that, you know, organically from where they were coming from or whatever, but it seems like WestHab also has that.
Totally. And I think, you know, I think in our world, in our field, there is no, like, one-size-fits-all approach. So someone comes into the office, someone comes into, you know, their caseworker, their employment worker, et cetera. It's understanding that individual and what it's going to take to get them where they want to go. And we're very aggressive in our approach in some ways. We don't just sit back and say, oh, we're trying hard, but there's too many obstacles. We say, no, you're worthy. You know, you have skills, you have ability, and we light that fire. We, you know, as you said, the hand-holding, we go out and meet employers and get them excited about our job candidates. And they don't, you know, we get our job, our employers to understand it's beyond the deficits. Actually, I'm getting a really skilled, motivated person. They went through this WestHab program. They've been coached up. They've been, you know, the star student in the job training program. They're probably going to be my star employees. So for companies that are hiring, you know, entry-level workers or even beyond, right, but off the street, isn't it better to hire someone that's been through our program, that's already proven themselves? Their work with us and our team basically creates a resume, right? So creates, if they can show up every day and dress for work and come with the motivation to our job training program, they're probably going to excel in the career environment as well. So when we hand someone off to an employer, we do it with confidence. We stay in that relationship. We're there to help in an ongoing way. If, you know, week three comes around and the person needs help with a Metro card or the person needs help with, you know, a backup childcare plan, we didn't just set up the job and walk away. We stay in the relationship and ensure that it's successful for the long run.
That is absolutely incredible. And it's just, it's so meaningful to know that that kind of work is going on. And you often, WestHab and places like WestHab, they do it a little bit silently, even though I'm sure you would love for the word to get out. You know, you're kind of doing your work, your hard work every day. What can people do to get involved, to be able to be sort of a support and also maybe have a business that would use you? How do you come together with those and put the right pieces together?
Sure. I definitely think public awareness of the fact that there are have-nots in our community who, you know, are worthy of our help and are worthy of assistance and have amazing things to give when given a chance is important. Certainly, you can go on our website, www.westhab.org, and learn about a number of the opportunities and contact us as an employer that wants to hire, you know, that's looking to hire folks. We serve veterans if you want to hire veterans. We serve young adults. We serve a whole range of individuals that you might want to connect with for your business, but also to understand the larger network of WestHab, the high quality, affordable housing, the importance of a safe and really a, you know, beautiful place to call home.
Yes.
For some of the people that are in need. So I really do encourage people to come check us out, learn everything we're about, reach out. We're very responsive. We want to hear from you. And we're always looking for partnership.
Fantastic. Once again, it's westhab.org, WestHab, WESTHAB.org, westhab.org. And speaking with the president and CEO of WestHab, Richard Nightingale, thank you so much. Congratulations on a wonderful evening here. The Rising Stars and BCW, they're really also in their own right, such fantastic organizations.
Couldn't agree more, and thank you.
Perfect partnership, honestly, here at the Grand Prix New York, a fantastic, fun backdrop for any fundraising effort, any party whatsoever. This is a fantastic place, and it's been great to be here tonight. And we want to thank everybody from the Business Council of Westchester and also the Rising Stars and WestHab as well. We wish them all the very best in all their endeavors to create, well, a much better community. We're so grateful. And I'm Laura Smith, and this has been Westchester Talk Radio.
Your booth is one of many at a trade show. So how do you get yours to stand out? How do you improve your ROI? How do you generate high-value show leads? You call Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, experts at producing world-class trade show displays, providing solutions designed to give your company's booth and brand an edge, to make your exhibit compelling, to craft an event experience like no other. Boost your trade show ROI, supercharge your lead generation, and give your company the advantage it deserves. Learn more about Skyline Genesis Event Marketing at SkylineGenesis.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from Grand Prix New York, Spins Bowls in Mount Kisco, New York. We are being produced by Shark Creative tonight, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, and Genesis Exhibits as well, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. It's been an incredible night tonight, raising funds for a beautiful organization by the name of WestHab, helping with affordable housing and also helping connect people, get a leg up, a second chance, a fresh start, so to speak, and new jobs. It's a fantastic organization. And we're here at Grand Prix, which is a racetrack of sorts for go-karts. It's also a state-of-the-art bowling alley. It's all sorts of high-tech games and so much fun, including a bar. And it's all part of trying to raise funds for WestHab by the Business Council of Westchester and also the Rising Stars 40 Under 40 in Westchester. So I am with such a person as himself, Daniel Alfonso. He's a project and production manager of VCast. Hi, welcome.
Hi, how are you doing? Nice to meet you.
Great. So tell us what you're doing tonight here. How are you supporting? Are you part of the Business Council of Westchester? Are you part? Just tell us it all.
Sure, sure. So I'm here with my team, with Donville Collins. He's CEO of VCast. Pat is our lead editor, and Jimmy is our director of photography. We are a video production company in Westchester.
Very good.
And we also have partnered with Business Council of Westchester on multiple events for all their video needs. So
I see.
In this particular event, we're actually working to help show their fundraising goals tonight on the screens here.
Oh, so, I see. Yes.
We have a kind of a display going on here on the screens around here, and to help people realize how much money is actually being raised for WestHab.
Yes, I was watching that, and I thought it was such a dynamic way of keeping track of it, and everybody was sitting here with their phones and texting the number there and everything to donate tonight. So it's a great cause. VCast, I have heard of you, and you're based in White Plains?
White Plains, New York, yep. Right next to Iron Tomato, if you know where that is.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Everybody knows Iron Tomato.
Wonderful stuff. So, also, now, were you on the bowling team?
No, we actually did the racing over there. Yeah.
How'd you do?
We had some trouble. We ended up in fifth place. We kind of held it down in fifth place for the whole time, but I got to tell you, I think there was some souped up carts out there, and there was some not so great carts out there.
How many teams were there?
I think it was a total of 10, I think.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't like you came in fifth out of five.
Fifth out of 10th. So I will take that.
Listen, that's a good average. It's right down the middle.
Right in the middle. We're even keeled. We weren't so obsessed with winning. We were just kind of enjoying the game and kind of coasted in the middle.
Terrific, Dan. So I keep saying product.
Yeah, it's a tongue twister.
Project and production manager.
Yeah.
So what is your exact role there? Like, tell us what you do on a daily basis.
Right. So, yeah, the whole tongue-tied situation is because it's multiple hats, so that's kind of how it goes. I do all the client communication from the start to the end of the process of helping them create their videos, also planning for exactly what they want and logistics-wise, all that stuff. But then as well, sometimes I jump into the editing chair, and then I end up helping the editing and then in the shooting as well. So we're kind of doing all of it. Yeah.
That's the way it works these days, but it's good that you can do all of that, and I'm sure you produce great videos.
Yeah.
White Plains is actually a hub for production, and there's more and more films and stuff being shot out here. We're so lucky. We live in such a great part of the world.
It's starting to really come up, and I mean, in terms of film, just like you said, like that's been much more frequent in the past couple of months. I've seen them closing down streets with full trucks and everything with a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah. I think Al Pacino was doing something.
All right. Yeah. You look like you could maybe be a fill-in for him, a stand-in.
Oh, thank you. No, I can't do his voice. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's nice to meet you. Thank you so much. And you know what? You came in fifth, but it was for a great cause. So even if you came in 10th, it still would have meant a lot because the money is going towards West Hab and how they can impact the community.
So. Absolutely. We actually we have a good working relationship actually with Rich Nightingale. We've done some work for him too. So he's a great guy. He does a great organization, and we're always happy to help any way that we can with him.
Fantastic. Daniel Alfonso, wonderful to meet you. Project and production manager for VCast, a full video production company in White Plains, New York, and just one of the many great teams that came out tonight to help sponsor with the BCW and also the Rising Stars 40 Under 40 to make a great night for West Hab, and so they could really raise some great funds for a great cause, and all in a fun backdrop of Grand Prix New York in Mount Kisco. It's been a good night, as always, with our producer, Jim Cleefield, and also Matthew Kyan, producing and on the engineering end here. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark.